Well, there's, I suppose, a chain of events which have led to this, really. The European Union have told the Isle of Man that the red meat derogation, which we've enjoyed for the last 20 years, is going to end at this year. And that will allow cheap imports of non-traceability, poorer quality, probably, type of meat to come in, but where the economies of scale are phenomenal, to compete with Manx produce. Also, throughout the United Kingdom and throughout Europe, the type of meat plant that the Isle of Man has, they're disappearing, and large specialist meat plants are replacing them. For example, one meat plant very close to the Isle of Man in Preston handles as much meat in a week and a half, 2 weeks, as the Isle of Man does in 52 weeks of the year. So changes are going to have to be made to help the red meat industry go forward on the Isle of Man and make sure that we have a processing plant and a farming industry that's, you know, capable of supplying the Isle of Man with its food 52 weeks of the year.
Could this not have been foreseen some time ago? This derogation from the European Union was put in place 2 or 3 years ago, I believe, and it was always set to end on this date.
The meat plant has been, you know, losing money, but unfortunately it just pays the farmers less. So it doesn't, I suppose, technically make a massive loss. That's just the Isle of Man farmers get less for what they produce. The writing has been on the wall, and negotiations have been going on, but now, you know, the announcement is out to farmers. There's going to have to be major discussions in the next 6 months, and major changes will be happening. Staffing levels, management levels are all going to have to be looked at, as well as farming, what the farmers do and their level of throughput too.
You mentioned there about staffing levels may have to be reviewed, and we're not talking about job cuts or job losses at the moment, but what we are talking about is a complete review of everything that the facility does. What is the worst case scenario for the meatpacking facility at the moment?
Well, if we don't do these changes and we continue with the downward spiral, then the meat plant may have to be closed. So that's why these changes are necessary. We want the Isle of Man to have a meat plant that supplies a nice fresh product to the people of the Isle of Man. We want to make sure that staff have full-time employment and that everything is working to give the people of the Isle of Man the best product going.
What will the everyday consumer see from that closure?
If we didn't have a meat plant, then everything would have to be shipped in onto the island for fresh meat. So if there's a number of weeks in the year where the boat can't sail, you see the shelves go empty, there just wouldn't be a fresh meat supply on the Isle of Man. So I think it's imperative that we have a meat plant for the Isle of Man, but we have to make sure that it's a well-run plant ready for tomorrow's world rather than yesterday's world. It has to be efficient and giving the best returns to farmers and to the public.